Yeah, so. So here we are in Wellington's HQ, Sean. And this apparently was the room in which he spent his final night before the battle. Not necessarily on that bed, and of course they've got a depiction of him here.
Wow.
What do you think of the likeness?
Amazing resemblance to Hugh Fraser, who played Wellington in Sharp. It really does, yeah.
I wonder if they modelled that from
looks
him.
Like, yeah,
but actually, if you look from the side, Sean, you can see the most distinctive feature of Wellington, that, of course,
his nose, yeah. Hugh Fraser used to put a false one on every morning. I don't think he liked that very much.
Really?
It was necessary. Wow, it's amazing to think this is where Wellington spent the night before that battle and all that expectation of a nation on his shoulders. And this is where he was, yeah.
There's a lot riding on the battle for him. But he has one big advantage, and the advantage is over here. Come and have a look at this, Sean. This is a copy, actually, of the actual map he used to plot the defensive position at Waterloo. But the story of the map's pretty amazing, actually, because even a year before the battle, Wellington ordered this map to be prepared. Why? Not because he necessarily thought he was going to face Napoleon, but because he wanted a military survey of the Netherlands. It was a place the British Army had fought many times in their history, just in case. And when it was clear that Napoleon was back on the loose, he'd escaped from Elba, he instructed the work on this map to continue apace. And I don't know if you can see, it's stitched together from lots and lots of different pieces.
You mean like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A different Royal Engineer officer would have been in charge of each of those sections. Eventually it was all put together in a hurry, because he realised from the 16th onwards, when the fighting begins against the French, that he's probably going to have to fight a defensive battle.